How I Became a Troll by Tamar. My whole life, I was a piece of fabric, but it was not only until I was made into a stuffed bear when I really enjoyed my life. Here's the story. I started as a piece of gray-colored fabric. I was dunked in a bin of blonde-colored dye and left hanging to dry. I was sewn, and then I was a flat bear. I was sent to build a bear workshop in the Palisades Mall. Then I was thrown in a bin, and a girl came and chose me out of it. I was lying under a flat gray dog. I was scared because he was covering me, but I couldn't move my little flat paws yet. She brought me over to a nice lady who stuffed me. It hurt a little bit, but I didn't try to run away because I knew she was just trying to help me get a home. After that, she gave me a heart. Suddenly, I felt all warm inside. I knew it was only fake, but it felt so real. I was almost alive. I looked down and saw that I am a golden brown teddy bear. When I got picked up for the first time, my hand got in front of my tiny eyes and I saw it. My fur is curly and my tail is a small nub. I have even blonder feet and my nose is blonder too. I was not wearing anything. I just needed something to wear. Then she gave me my troll's outfit. I was fascinated by the colors she put on me. I felt like I was part of the human world. When I got picked up for the first time, my hand got in front of my tiny eyes and I saw it for the first time. The hair is beautiful light blue. There's a picture of a blue grumpy troll in my hoodie. After, I felt some mechanical stuff going on and I realized my name, from then on, would be Hedwig. I was so happy. But then suddenly that happy feeling fizzled out, and I felt sick. I looked out of my box window and saw that I was moving. I didn't know or care what it was, I just wanted it to stop so I can get out. Later, Tamar made a musical.ly about me. It was kind of cool how the music spit out of her box thing. After that, she started coloring the box I came in. It had a hot air balloon and a castle and a spaceship and so much more. She sat for an hour coloring until she got bored. Then she started talking to all her friends using the little box thing. One friend was coming back from ski, and they tried having the longest phone call in the world. Not that I know what a phone call is. I think it has something to do with the box thing. They were trying to make the longest phone call in the world. They talked and talked and talked and talked until they had nothing to talk about, and they hung up, I think they said. By the time dinner was ready, Tamar's arm had started to hurt from coloring. After dinner, Tamar and her brother and sister ate ice cream. It looked so good. I wish I could eat. It might be cool. Anyways, after dessert, we did something special. We watched Trolls. The character on my shirt looked just like Brant, the main person in the movie. Then Tamar put me in my box and took me to her room. I didn't really get to see her room until later on, but she put me in what I later learned was the corner of her room and turned out the lights. I did learn that stairs are one of the many things that make me nauseous. I don't think she actually went to bed because her box thing was lighting up her face again. I watched Tamar through my little window. Then I drifted off to sleep. The next morning, Tamar completely forgot about me. I have no idea what she did for the rest of winter break because I stayed in her room. At one point, I was moved to the couch when I got a complete view of what her room looked like. It was white and was very messy. I thought she was going to lose me, but then Tamar's mom came and yelled at her that she was watching something called Netflix and not cleaning her room. So then Tamar cleaned her room and I saw that her room is actually blue. Her carpet is blue, her bed sheets are blue, and everything else but her walls. That night, I also figured out that Tamar goes to sleep really late. She turned the lights off way after I drifted to sleep. That morning, Tamar was so tired that I stayed on her couch until 12 when she finally came downstairs to eat something. Then she put me in her room again. After that, I came to look at Merritt Memorial School. I was there in Tamar's bag for a few hours. Then she took me out, and she kept staring at me and writing and typing on this little box thing. But it was bigger than her box thing. It was kind of creepy, but I guess that's what people do to stuffed animals. Then we walked back to her classroom. She dropped me a few times, but I don't have feelings, so I was fine. But then I was put in the dark bag again. I wasn't in there for long, though, because the school day was over. Tamar's friends, Emmy and Alice, came over, so Tamar just dropped me on a chair. From that day, I've been coming to school almost every Monday, but I was forgotten a couple of times.